The following program is produced by Lawn Media Network. The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the individuals appearing on the show and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Lawn Media Network, its affiliates, sponsors, or partners. The content provided in this program is intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Lawn Media Network does not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or timeliness of the information.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening to all the Texans out there, to all our viewers here in the United States, and magandang umaga to all our viewers in the Philippines. Welcome to another episode of Be Bold, Why Not? And of course, with me, our very own Christian.
Hello. I feel like I'm a regular special guest, but not regular, you know. But yeah, how was your weekend?
Well, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. You know, we celebrated my friend's birthday Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we had the great lunch. And we had like all you can eat or buffet lunch.
Wow. So thanks for the invite, I guess.
Okay. So we had fun and we got to talk and bond and just spend time together. You know how important friends are.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have a lot. So
of course you do. Know. You're just being humble, but I know you do. But again, you are watching us live on Facebook and YouTube Live, and of course, stream.lawin.live. And if you miss our live show, don't worry, because we are also are on different platforms or different podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
And these are...
Thank you for reminding me to pull up my list. But we are on Spotify, we are on Apple, we are on Pandora, we are on... Pocket Cast, we are on Podcast Addict, we are on Amazon, we are on Apple Podcast, and anywhere you get your podcast, basically.
Yes, yeah. iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and let us know if your podcast platform isn't there for some reason, you use like some obscure platform, let us know and we'll try to get it there.
Yeah, so if you miss our live show again, you can listen to our podcast. But we would love for you, though, to be watching us live.
Yeah.
Because, one, you're going to have, I mean, the excitement is different, especially with our special guest tonight. Plus, we have a game that we always have on the show where, you know, if you are participating, like just giving comments, shout outs, so emojis or whatever questions in our Facebook and YouTube, you can be entered to win some special prize.
Wow.
Yeah, we have the mechanics of the game. Let's show them.
How to join the game. 1. Watch the live show and listen to the conversation. 2. Participate and share your experiences on the topic during the live show. 3. Type your thoughts or experience via comment section. 4. All participants are eligible to win a prize. 5. The more you comment, the greater your chances of winning. 6. We will use Wheel Decide to determine the lucky winner.
There you go. That's how you're going to win. So the more comments you have, the higher chances of you winning.
That's so easy. We already have one entry.
Yes.
From New York City, from Marina Carbonell. Hello from New York City. Hello from Texas. Wow.
Yeah, hello, Marina. Thank you so much for watching. Wow, that's amazing. And I bet there are going to be more who are joining us tonight.
Yeah.
Where last week, you know, all this month, we are featuring women because it's International Women's Day. I think the other
month.
Yeah, the whole month. So, last week, we had a young entrepreneur from the Philippines. This time, I mean, I'm so excited. Yeah, she is a colleague of mine. She is, you know, she works in the same institution as I do. But she has a really good credentials.
What are they? Yes. You want to? Or well, should we introduce?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Let her be the one or do the honor of
we might not do it justice. We might be like incomplete with her because she probably has like a lot of accolades and a lot of like credentials.
Yeah.
So yeah, sure.
And she's a very humble person. She mm-hmm. is. You know, we don't see each other that much, but we come across each other in the hospital, you know, in some parts of the hospital. And I just started talking to her one day and it seems like we have the same interests.
Ooh. Yes. Like what?
Like we love to empower other people, you know, and she's a great educator. She's anyway, I can't wait. I can't wait. I think we just need to get her in.
Let's do it.
Yes, let's do it. Dr. Carly Dillard. Let's have her in.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Good evening. How are you all?
Yeah, Dr. Carly, we can't hear you. Maybe you're muted.
Let me see.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that our viewers are going to hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Already, while waiting.
Oh, yeah.
We already have a lot of viewers. Let's see. We have Rachel Garrett saying hi. Nice.
All right. Oh, yeah, we can go. Hear you
we
now.
We can hear you now. I think it's ours.
Hi.
I'm so glad. It's not you. It's us. Yeah. And then, of course, Philip Sterling. This is Angela from St. Luke's. Hey, friend. Oh, we have a lot of fans, Dr. Dillard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I'm happy to be here. Thank you guys for having me. Hey, Marina.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, and then Marina Carbonell says, I'm watching Dr. Carly. Yes. Yes.
So exciting. Thank you guys all for being here tonight, and thank you for inviting me tonight.
Yeah, first off, Dr. Carly, can you tell us something about yourself? Like just anything you want our viewers to know about you. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm number 8 of 9 children. So I come from a very large family. I was born and raised in New York City. So I'm definitely a city girl. But now I'm living here in Texas, trying to be a Southern Belle. But I'm loving the Texas life and the Southern way of living. People here are definitely more friendlier. So it's definitely a beautiful and wonderful experience. You know, I'm just a fun, loving, happy person, and I'm just trying to live life and empower others, like you said. I love that. You know, like I said, we've been connecting. And, you know, we have the same goals in mind. You know, we're about empowerment and being bold. So why not, right? So here I am.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. So when did you move to Texas?
I moved here in 2022. So just a little under 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. So how are you liking it? The weather and everything. I know we just, like, my husband is like, oh, my God, when we experience the cold, and then we get the heat.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, I kind of like the cold weather now. That's what he says. But anyhow, so how are you liking Texas weather?
I like it between October and June. But then we get all this heat between like end of June to like end of September. And no, that's no bueno. A little bit too hot, and especially last summer we had no rain, so yeah, my AC bill was just through the roof. I think it was like $800 a month.
Wow. Oh wow. Yeah. I was already complaining when mine was like almost I think 600, so I'm yeah. like whoa. I know.
Yeah. So that's something different, because in New York City electricity is all included in the rent, but down here, oh boy, that's something else. And it fluctuates depending on the temperature. So, you know, I'm still not used to that, but you know.
That's where they get you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wanna kind of get into it. Like what kind of medicine do you practice, Dr. Dillard?
Well, I do nursing education. So I have my doctorate in nursing administration. Yes.
Nice. And what I also want to ask is, like, you're already like in education, and I guess like what your approach is also, I guess, in empowerment. Like, how does that, how did you, I guess, come into it that, you know, I don't want to just educate, I don't want to just like teach about like these very like medical, like STEM things, sciencey things, which I don't know anything about. But like, I appreciate that you also like are like into empowering these people that you teach. So how did you like go about like your teaching like strategy or like the way you teach basically?
Yes. Well, I started out as a bedside nursing 15 years ago. And nursing tends to be a field, maybe because it's mostly women, but nurses tend to eat their young. And maybe MJ can relate to me with this. But we have a culture where some nurses can be a little condescending, a little mean to the newer people in the field. And so my experience, when I started as a new grad with Johns Hopkins, which is one of the top institutions in the country, I felt some of my preceptors and educators, they were a little condescending, a little bit putting people down. So I knew for myself and my experience that if I were in their position, I would want to motivate, uplift, and empower nurses. Because we do such a great job. We do such a tough job. We do a really wonderful work. What we do, we really bring healing to our patients, their families, and their friends. And we really need to nurture our nurses so that they can continue to give. Because most people go into nursing, they have a compassionate heart, and they want to help others. So my teaching approach is I want to uplift the nurses. I want to tap into their strengths. And then I want to come focus on that. You know, everybody has weaknesses. Everybody has flaws. But that shouldn't be our focus. You know, our focus should be on what are you good at? What do you want to do? What are you most passionate about? And that's how I like to tap into my nursing and even my coworkers. You know, I've encouraged my coworkers to continue their education, to go on to obtain doctorates or master's degrees. I've helped precept them or even just check their papers if they're writing assignments for school. Mm-hmm. So that's just part of who I am now. What started out as me wanting to make a change and a difference in how I was brought up in nursing is now being spread out to help others. So I love it and I'm passionate about it. And then I always bring humor to it too. So if you're in my classroom or you're listening to one of my lectures, you're going to laugh, you're going to have a great time, and you're going to leave coming out better than when you came in.
Yeah, and I can totally relate and understand where you're coming from, especially with technology now. I think the one thing I've learned, because I've been a nurse for, I would say, over 30 years myself. Yeah, I graduated in 1993, so count that, like around 30 years. So the bedside, it seems like nurses now, because of technology, because of electronic health record, because electronic charting, we are missing now the bedside touch, the human touch. And it seems like everybody is just so focused now on just performing the task. The task in the computer, like making sure that you complete your tasks, and it's taking away some of the bedside time or the time for actual human touch. So I am so impressed with, you know, what you're saying, Dr. Dillard, because you are trying to keep that still intact in nursing, because we all know how nursing is. I mean, it is a vocation. It's more than a profession. It requires a person, a special person, to take care of the sick. It takes heart. It takes passion. Mm-hmm. It takes dedication. It's a noble profession. And I think you as an educator and the way or your approach of teaching nurses is what's most needed in these times. Because, you know, I still work at bedside, being a nurse practitioner. And I'm not kidding. For the most part, these patients are really looking for someone to spend time with them, to listen to them. And it makes a big difference. So kudos to you, Dr. Carly. I mean, yes, I'm so glad that you in this show tonight, because anybody who's watching is definitely going to learn from you. Actually, we have more shout outs from our viewers. I'm so excited because we are having a lot of participants tonight. From attorney Eileen Deason, greetings from Houston, Texas.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. And then
Khalil Lewis, good evening, Dr. Dillard and everyone. It's Dr. Lewis. Orange looks great on you. There you go.
Yes.
And health ice emojis from Chris0219. Mm-hmm. And Marina Carbonell is saying that what you said was amazing. Mm-hmm. Chris0219 is agreeing as well. Mm-hmm. And good evening, Texas, watching from Pozorubio, Pangasinan. That's in the Philippines. So you're international, Dr. Oh,
wow.
Hello, it's Taylor. Dr. Dillard, you are fabulous.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. For Khalil Lewis, it's Dr. Stacy Lewis's son. She's just using his account. I guess it's easier that way. But yeah.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. See, you drew a lot of viewers for our show tonight. So my question is, so how do nurses respond with, you know, with the teaching, your type of approach in the classes that you do for St. Luke's?
Yes. Yeah, so for me, I like to look at things in a holistic manner. I don't like to just focus on, you know, just patient care or maybe just getting the nurse to do a task. I want them to understand why they are doing it and understand, you know, the process behind that. And then I want them to be able to apply their own critical thinking so that they can expand upon it. You know, I don't want them to just become a robot and just memorize, okay, I got to do A, B, C. I want them to understand why they're doing it. What's the purpose behind it? What is the evidence behind it? Because being a professional practitioner in nursing, our foundation is evidence-based practice. So a lot of what we do from our skills to the processes that we have in place is based upon evidence-based practice and research. And so I want the nurses to be able to understand that, because even though they may be bedside today, we're looking at our future nurse leaders and other future educators. So I want them to not just do the task, be a robot, or to just be a vocational nurse. I want them to be able to be an actual, what we call now a nurse scientist. So you don't have to have a PhD to be a nurse scientist, because what we do every day is science. You know, a lot of our foundation is rooted and grounded in science and biology and chemistry. So we already are scientists at the bedside. And so I want nurses to own that. I want them to take control of that and to have some empowerment in that, and have some pride in what they're doing and integrity. You know, a lot of times we always think, oh, the physician is the scientist at the bedside. The physician is curing the patient. No, the nurses, we're there with them 24 hours a day. You go to a hospital and it's called a nursing unit for a reason, because you're going there for nursing care, and you're going to be receiving that nursing care from nurses round the clock. We are the ones getting you back to health. We are the ones getting you up and out of bed. And we are the ones also teaching you on how to care for yourself once you go home. So I want the nurses to be able to think about that whole picture, not just, okay, I got to get through my 12 hours, but what happens to this patient once they go home? So I want them to start to think about all of those things.
Wow. Yes, I'm proud to be a nurse.
I'm proud to be a patient.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm not a nurse. I can't say that. I can't impersonate nurses. That might be against the law.
But I know you have.
I'm a patient.
Well, yes. You had an experience.
I do.
In the bedside. Yeah.
Yeah, as a patient, I told you. yeah, I do. Yeah. I used to work at a hospital as like a patient safety attendants and like a secretary for the ER. And so I do see like the, what the nurses do, and it's crazy. And like for patients out there, you know, nurses are also just trying to help you out. So I like, they understand why some patients, you know, are like, sometimes there's a little bit of like, they're not in a good mood for sure. Cause you know, they're in pain. Like we all know that. And, but also let's also appreciate that, you know, nurses are here to help you. So let them help you, help them help you, right?
So yes, yeah. And everybody should know this too, right, Dr. Dillard? Nurses are, it's not just on service. I even heard this from our church. Nurses are the most trusted professionals.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, surveys would say that, would show that. Because as I said earlier, it takes a special person to be a nurse. Yeah, other than you have a genuine care for patients. As Dr. Dillard had said, we have become scientists in the bedside because we know what patients need. We are the liaison. We are like the ones coordinating care, not just with doctors, with case managers, with social workers, with PCAs, with, I mean, we are the, it's like we are the core of the of healthcare. Yes. And I know we're getting so excited with our conversation with Dr. Dillard, but we probably have to go on a break because we have more things that we're going to talk about. We're going to learn more about Dr. Dillard, that other than her being a nurse, we're going to learn about her other passion, about her family. But before that, I think we're going to read another comment before we go on a break. Myra Perez Gonzalez, or wait, Chris 0219, this is Crystal from St. Luke's. I'm here for Dr. Dillard, looking so beautiful.
Of course. Yes.
See, Dr. Dillard, you have a lot of fans. And then, of course, morning from Quezon City, Philippines. Gosh, almost forgot that. What's that?
Daylight saving time
started already. I'm late for the show. That's my friend from the Philippines. Thank you again, Myra, for watching. And
from Mark Carlo, good morning.
Yeah.
And then we have Sherilyn. You are right, Carla. We need nurses that are trained in holistic ways.
That's yes.
And another one from Marina Carbonell. Y'all are in the front line. Right.
Yes, thank you. And Jan Denver, good morning, ma'am, sir, watching from Pozorubio, Philippines.
All right.
Yes, so thank you all, but we'll be back after another break, or after the first break, sorry. So we'll be back shortly.
What is a last will and testament? Well, sometimes you just call it will. A will and last will testament are just basically the same. It's just that the use of language, there's a lot of specificity in terms of language in law, right? So will is a legal document. When you say legal document, that means it's a document that can be enforced under the law. You know, there's a document that you created, but there's, it doesn't have any legal
you can't use it.
You cannot use it. You can't use it for any legal purposes. But a will, yes, it is a legal document. That means you can go to court and, you know, show to the judge that this is my last will and testament. Can you enforce it?
And right. We're back.
Yes, we're back. It's getting so exciting. See, Dr. Carly, yeah, this is fun. Are you having fun yet?
Yes, I'm having a great time.
Yeah, thank you.
If anyone wants to support this show so we can feature more incredible people like Dr. Carly, let us know. Contact Lawin Media Network, and we'll show you ways on how you could help. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but going back, I think like, we've already mentioned what you do right now, but I also want to ask what led you to this road? Like, did you always wanted to be like in medicine or nursing or education? Tell us.
Yes. So I always knew I wanted to work in healthcare. I grew up always having just the heart of a servant. I always loved to help others. Coming from such a big family, like I said, I'm number eight of nine siblings. Somebody in the house was always sick. Somebody always needed something. And I would always be there helping out. You know, my mom would make soup. I'd go bring it to the sibling that was sick. I'd look over them. I made sure they were fine. You guys need anything? You need anything? So I always knew that I would end up working in some form of healthcare. And then when I did get into nursing, I always knew I was going to go to the end and get my doctorate degree. And it's just always been a passion of mine. Immediately when I started nursing and I had my first clinical, I was like, yes, this is exactly what I want to do. And then I found out you can teach. So I was like, yes, I can do all of these things that I'm passionate about. I can care for others, teach. I can work on my own education. My friends call me a lifelong learner because I'm actually back in school now, working on my public health certificate. But I love it. I have a passion for it. I told some friends the other day, if I win the lottery, I'll still be doing nursing in some capacity, whether school nursing or teaching or in some shape or form. And I want to motivate a new generation of nurses to have that same passion. You know, nursing is not for the money. I know during COVID, we had a lot of travel nurses making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So a lot of people rushed into the field. But those people tend to leave and they get burnt out quick because they're not rooted and grounded in their purpose, you know. Mm-hmm. And for me, I feel that I had a purpose and that this is really a calling. And I think that nursing is a calling, you know, because it's such a selfless career. You truly are giving of yourself. And that's why I'm so in awe of the bedside nurses. I admire them so much because they work tirelessly every day. You know, they go without eating. They go without going to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Just care for your loved one. And so for me, it's just the best career that there could be. When someone tells me they're in nursing, I'm like, all right, automatic best friend.
Yes. Wow. That's amazing. So you really are born to be a nurse. Mm-hmm. Yes. In every capacity too. Because I mean, you've done bedside, you're doing education and you are pursuing other, you know, specialties in nursing. So you are like an all specialized nurse into one, right?
So, I'm trying to be.
So tell us about your family too.
Yeah, I have two little girls, 5 and 6. And so, you know, it's funny because all day long, you know, people are calling me, oh, Dr. Dillard or Professor Dillard. And, you know, I'm getting treated so well all day. And then I go home and I'm just a maid to two little girls. I'm always cleaning, cooking, doing laundry. You know, that's me after work is, you know, the hair goes up, pajamas on, and I'm just, okay, what do you want? Okay, you want juice box, chicken fingers? Okay, whatever you need.
That's crazy. Like, I guess I'm glad you asked that question. Mm-hmm. Because, like, it is Women's Month, and, you know, mm-hmm. we appreciate that, you know, women don't just, like, take care of the family. Like, within your profession, you are taking care of other people too, and then taking care of your family, and this just not like said that much, or like till now it's 2024 and mm-hmm. you know, there's still like a need to like enlighten more people that like y'all are doing so much, and like,
yes,
thank you so
women
much.
Power.
Yes, right.
Women power. That's true. And we have a comment. Khalil Lewis says, nurses rock. Yes.
Oh, that's Dr. Lewis, and just using her son's account.
But, okay, yeah. Dr. Lewis, thank you. That's very true. Thank you so much. Yes, we rock, right? Nurses rock. And then, of course, Myra, she says,
nurses are real unnoticed heroes. They sacrifice a lot, taking good care of sick people, giving them comfort that they'll be all right, even at their hardest situations. hats off to all the nurses out there, which I love this comment because, mm-hmm. you know, like everyone is like just trying to live life. Everyone have like has their own problems, and like nurses show up like mm-hmm. and their A game, even if they have like their personal lives as well. So I appreciate that. Like they still yes. like besides taking care of themselves, which is, you know, of course, like a priority, they still take care of other people.
Yes, yes, that's very true. And another comment, the same person, Myra, my friend, she says, shout out to all my nurse relatives and friends. You are all the best. Yeah, and then Dr. Lewis.
Dr. Dillard, you're such an inspiration for your girls and women. God bless.
Yeah, and John Denver, Mom, sir, you are all the best. Myra, yeah, women power. We all rock.
Empowered women, empower women. Empowered women, empower more women.
Yes, yes.
I like that.
That's mm-hmm. true. And good day, Mom, sir, watching from Pangasinan, Philippines, from Alexis Oliveros.
If you're wondering, Dr. Carly, mm-hmm. Ma'am, sir is like a general pronoun for Filipinos. So if you go to the Philippines and you go to a restaurant, even if you're just yourself, people will say, ma'am.
Yes, yes, that's the culture, you know. In the Philippines, you know, titles really matter.
Yeah, and it's yeah. also like gender respect, neutral. Yes. I would say gender neutral, like our pronouns. You know, here in the U.S., like there's like a movement to like be more mindful about like people's orientation. Yeah. In the Philippines, we grew up with like as like gender neutral society, and like we respect women and men like all the same, and like even other orientations too.
That's why he's trying to be safe. Ma'am, sir, yes. But yeah, so your girls, they're 5 and 6?
Yes, that's right.
Are they in school yet?
Yes, they're in charter school. And mm-hmm. I say 5 going on 25 because I'm telling you, they have such attitude. They have such, they're already divas. And I'm telling you, they tell them me how to do things. Oh. They're the ones running the show, so...
Oh my goodness. You know what, Dr. Dillard, enjoy them while they're that young, you know? They're so cute at that age. You know, I have one girl too. She's 16 now, but you know, when they get to the teenage years, it's gonna be different. But I just love on them. They're so cute. I just love. So do you see your girls becoming nurses too? What do you think?
Oh, they tell people everywhere we go, oh, you know, my mom's a doctor and I'm going to be a doctor too. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's kind of what they tell people. And, you know, they have their little dress up lab coat. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll take my stethoscope and, you know, they're giving everybody a checkup. And mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, I can definitely see that for them. I'm not going to push it on them, but mm-hmm. they definitely already have that heart and that passion. And showing some interest. So, you know, I'll keep flaming, fanning the flame if that's what they're interested
yes,
in.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm sure like whatever they decide to do, if they're learning from you, they'll be all right. They'll
yeah, because right. you know, kids, they are imitators. You got mm-hmm. it. What you model, they will imitate, right? I tried that though for mm-hmm. my daughter and my kids, but mm-hmm. to no avail. I don't know what to be in the healthcare field. So I'm like, maybe I'm not a good model.
I think what's important is the values you mm-hmm. impose to them. Yeah. So even if they practice something else, they mm-hmm. still have like the integrity
yes.
and the honesty and like reliability.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I know.
I'll text them later. I'll tell them what you told them.
No, but Dr. Dillard, another question for you. I mean, mm-hmm. other than, I know you're very well-spoken. That's given. That's for sure. And it shows so much the way you talk. And you have so much passion for nursing, serving people, caring for people, and all that. So what other things or other passions or you think, what other callings or purpose that you know that God has put in your heart? Can you share that to us?
Yes. So I'm actually I'm an advisory board member with a group called Safe Families for Children. So it's a national group that helps single parents who are in crisis. Several years ago, I found myself as a single parent in a crisis, and that organization came to my rescue and they really helped me. And they helped empower me to get back up on my feet. And so now I am a parent advisory member and I give back to the organization. I've hosted webinars teaching single parents about things from financial tools, legal tools. Some of the women in the organization are in domestic violence situations, family court situations. There's just a lot of struggles and challenges that single parents are facing today in America. And so what this organization is doing and hopes to continue to do is to bridge that gap, not so that it can be a crutch for these parents, but so that it can be a bridge to help them get through their hurdles so that they can get on the other side of that crisis. And currently, there is no Houston chapter, but recently in December, I contacted the national coordinator and I said, hey, Houston has a lot of need here. You know, Houston has a lot of single parents in crisis and there's no organization here that is helping them. So they connected me with another member who also wants to launch in Houston. And so now we have about 8 members and we're hoping to launch this fall here in Houston. So we're hopefully Houston will have their own chapter of Safe Families for Children so that we can help other single parents here in crises. We've already partnered with the Department of Family Services and a couple of other Christian organizations so that we can provide some services, help things like job searching, resume building, clothing, food, you know, domestic violence services, counseling services. We really want to provide a robust service for them to get them through their crises.
Wow, that is profound. Oh my God, I'm like, you are not just helping nurses to be best in what they do. You are empowering single moms, single, you know, these families. Imagine how many people you are touching. You're impacting their lives in a very positive way, and you are advocating for them to have a better experience, to have better, you know, better their situations. So, wow, you are like, wow, I'm so impressed. Dr. Dillard, you are an awesome and amazing, impactful person, a woman. I mean, I'm so proud to be a woman like you.
And I feel like what you're doing with this is also preventing like more like health related problems, right? If people are secure in their households, they live healthier, they don't need to go to hospitals anymore, and like that's less strain on our health system, which, you know, is not perfect, but you know, this is very important that you're addressing the sources of these problems. But
so you are really a person with a heart of servanthood, you know, because you serve in all different capacities. You're not just serving in your professional career, but you're serving the community and outside of your career. So where else can we find someone like that? I'm so inspired by you. And I can't wait to collaborate with you, as we always talk about when we see each other, but we will have more collaborations in the future, for sure. Well, absolutely. we have more comments from our viewers. And Maricar Ligot, Jay, anyway, she says, good day, Po. That means good day.
Po, it's a respect for.
Yeah, respect for, you
with
know.
Respect.
Yeah. And then Marina Carbonell, she says they have a great role model to look up to. Either way, they will be amazing human beings. I think she's talking about your little girls. Yes. And then
Maricar is watching from Bubona and Pangasinan in the Philippines.
Yes.
And Mark Carlo says, nurses use their voice and experience to advocate for patients within their healthcare team, ensuring they get the care they need.
That's right.
Again, from Marina, Dr. Carly, thank you for helping and giving back the way you do. I'm impressed. Wow.
Yes.
And some emojis from Mark Carlo, clap emojis and heart emojis. And Sherilyn says, you're right. She is an awesome woman.
Yes. She's
talking about me, of course. You heard the definition of above and beyond.
From Marina. From Marina.
And Sherilyn says, thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Dillard, for all that you do. I mean, I'm just so amazed and impressed and inspired because, you know, every one of us, we are born with a calling, with a purpose, you know, something bigger than us. And I think the key there is if you know what your calling and your purpose in this life is, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. And that's what Dr. Yeah. Dillard is doing. She did not settle to be a nurse on the bedside. She saw a bigger calling for her to train these nurses to be the best versions of themselves. And then she saw the calling of those women out there who need help, women that have been in the same situation as her. So I believe for every experience that we have in this life, everything is like all those setbacks that we think are setbacks are setups for a better and bigger purpose that God has planned for our life. So, and we just have to be sensitive. We just have to listen to that small voice, that powerful voice inside of us that, yes, I'm born to do something great. And that's what Dr. Dillard is doing. I'm so excited. This night has been really awesome. But, you know, we have to get or have another break before we go for our final segment of the show. So we'll see you in a bit, Dr. Dillard. We're not going anywhere else yet. Okay? All right. Dr. Carly on the show. She is so inspiring. And then
Sherilyn says, I love that. Setbacks are setups.
Yes.
And before we continue, I also want to say that, like, for people of color, like us, like brown and black folks, it is important to have women like you. So, like, there are like younger folks do know where to look up to. Like at MJ mentioned that, like, we should find more people like you, but also, like, instead of finding them, like, we should be like, you know, like you, like we can't just look for people. We have to represent ourselves, right? So that's why I appreciate you being here and like being an inspiration to a lot of women, especially in our communities, you know?
Yes, and for sharing your story, like boldly. You know, every story counts. You don't have to have the hardest experience in life. We have our own struggles in different degrees. And every story counts. My story, your story, every story counts. So we appreciate you for sharing your beautiful story. But we're not done yet. I know you have a company. Tell us about your company, Dr. Dillard.
Yes. So I started my own LLC 2 years ago, right after I graduated with my doctorate degree. I was like, you know what? I want to start this business. And it was just on my heart to start it. So it's called It's Your Time Consulting and Advising. So it's a healthcare professional consulting company. So I just consult with other people who are interested in healthcare careers, whether they're stuck and they're not sure how to move forward in their career, whether they want to change their specialty, whether they want to go back to school and they just need some help getting that, you know, that fire under them. They're not sure what direction to go to. So I provide that service to them. And I can do it either in person or via virtual. And I love it because I see them, they're stuck, but they just need that little nudge in the right direction. And oftentimes people just don't know where to start where to go or how to do it. So sometimes they just need that little bit of advice, that little bit of motivation and mentorship to get them in the right direction.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, I remember John Maxwell says, you are not stuck until you stop.
Yes.
Right? That is so good. So if they're seeking your service, that means they don't want to get stuck. And you yes. are there to help them to continue to move forward, no matter what the obstacles are. And I'm just so inspired. I mean, just like you, I want to do something greater for not just for myself, but for others. So you are just confirming to me now that I really have to do it, because you are an inspiration, Dr. Carly, mm-hmm. that you are truly, truly inspiring, not just me, but all our viewers tonight. So before we end the show, because we only have like maybe around 5 minutes, we want to ask you what your final words of wisdom and encouragement for our viewers tonight.
I would say, you know, seek God, seek what's your passion, you know, live your truth and be bold in your truth. Don't be afraid. You know, we have one life to live. So don't waste it. Don't waste it being in the wrong field or doing the wrong thing that you're not passionate about. If you are going to pursue a career, a hobby, or anything in life, do it with passion. Give it your all, you know, your 100%.
Wow. That's,
I love that. That's
amen.
That's
amen.
Speaking to you.
Yes. And I want to share, I love Les Brown. I've been listening. I've been watching him. And you know what really resonates with me, or the thing that I always think of him when I think of Les Brown, you know what he says? Your life is a gift from God. And yes. what you do with your life is your gift to God. Amen to that, right? So yes, go for your dreams. Let's not stop. Let's make a decision. And Ed Milet also says, see, I'm quoting all this.
You have a list.
Yeah, I know, because I just admire them so much, because they just inspire me and motivate me so much, just like Dr. Dillard. You know, Ed Milet says, you are one decision away from changing your life.
Absolutely.
These speakers should sponsor us. I'll send John Maxwell,
Ed Milet,
an invoice, okay?
Yeah, and one more thing. I love this woman. Oh, my God. Jamie Kern Lima. She has created a movement. Her book, Worthy, is number one. Number one in Amazon, New York bestseller. It's about finding your worth. Your worth is your ceiling. So find your self-worth and you will become unstoppable. You find your unshakable worth and you can make a big change in this world. Oh my God, I can go on and on, but it's not about me, it's Dr. Dillard. Dr. Dillard. So thank you, Dr. Dillard. You are confirming not just to me, but to our viewers, how powerful women are.
Let us know one more time where to contact you or where to contact your organization for people who want to seek your help.
Yes.
Yes. You can contact me via my email. That's going to be cdiller10@elmira.edu.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, again, thank you so much, Dr. Dillard. It has been a fantastic, profound evening of wisdom with you, and we truly, truly appreciate you very much. I can't wait to collaborate more with you. Yes.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all for having me again. Have a good night.
You're welcome. God bless you, Dr. Dillard.
God bless you too. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
All right.
So we have more comments, I think. And then before we go to our will decide. So Myra says, okay, passion is the key. Love what you do. Do what you love and all else will follow. That's true. And then we have more comments. Maria again. Thank you, Dr. Dillard. And then Marina, good night. Yes, thank you. And we're going to decide who's the winner of our game tonight. So as we have said earlier during the show, we have a game where everybody who made a comment will be entered into our will decide. And the more comments you have, the more chances of you winning. So we're going to do that before we end the show. So,
right.
Yes. So let's do it. Let's see who's our winner tonight. Okay, before that, I think we have more comments. Great interview. Thank you for sharing. That's from Chris0219. Yeah. Yes, it's been a great night. Thank you so much. So we're just trying to prepare our will decide so we can announce our winners for tonight or our winner. Yes.
All right. There we go.
There we go. Let's play it. Merritt, congratulations.
We will contact you on how to get your prize or how we can send your prize. So if someone calls you from an unknown number, answer it.
Via Messenger, because we're going to look into all the comments that we have on our Facebook page, and then we're going to contact you via or via Messenger.
Yeah, or they're on YouTube, so probably your YouTube account or YouTube email.
Yes, but we will contact you. It's the prize is nothing big, but it's something, you know, special just to make, you
know, appreciation
for participating in our show. Awesome. We had a great conversation tonight. What do you think, Christian?
Good. I love it. The people are saying we should have more of Dr. Dillard, and I agree.
Yes. We will have more of Dr. Dillard.
Maybe her own show.
Yes, maybe we can do that. So anyway, it's been a great night to all our viewers. Thank you so much again for watching us, and see you again next week here at Be Bold.
Why not?
Good night, everyone. Good night. Bye.